Current third of new mums and half of all women reaching menopause will suffer from the embarrassment of stress incontinence. Worse still, the majority will fail to seek clinical help and will put up with the symptoms for an average of 4 years before consulting a health professional. The process of childbirth can push many women's bodies to the extreme, which will leave some women with health problems they are too embarrassed to speak about. By middle age, half of all women will have suffered at some point. I spoke to Dr. Sarah Jarvis to find out more about the embarrassment that some women face.
All too many women in particular know what stress incontinence is. It's the leakage of urine when you don't want to go. But it's a particular kind. It's by far the most common kind. It's caused by weakness in your pelvic floor. So when you increase the pressure in your tummy, whether it's coughing, sneezing, laughing, dancing, running, you get a leak. At least a third of new mums and probably at least half of women who've gone through the menopause have got stress incontinence, and an awful lot in between. The problem is we don't know the size of the problem because so many women are too embarrassed and they suffer in silence, so the GPs never find out they're suffering. A lot of women that I see say that they are very embarrassed to come and talk to somebody else about stress incontinence. My response? What's more embarrassing? Having a chat with your GP or living with it for the next 30 years. I would absolutely encourage women who are suffering to come and talk to their GP. There is so much help that they can get. For many years, we've known that pelvic floor exercises are the single best option for women who suffer from stress incontinence. Our national bodies of experts have recommended them for years. The problem we find is that very often women don't know how to do those exercises and can't locate the right muscles in their pelvic floor. They don't therefore do them effectively when they do. The pelvic toner is the first device that has ever been approved on the NHS. You can now get it on prescription from your GP, and there is really good evidence that compared to so-called high-intensity regimes where people do these quick and slow pelvic floor contractions every day, it's much better to do them with a pelvic toner because the results are more effective. If you go online to www.pelvictoner.co.uk, you can find out more about this advice. But otherwise, if you go and speak to your GP, they'll be delighted to tell you about what they can do to help you with this embarrassing problem. You don't have to suffer in silence.
As you can hear, there is a new NHS-approved device to help the millions of women who are still too embarrassed to even consult with their doctor because of the taboo that surrounds stress incontinence. The NHS-approved device is accessible, cheap, simple to use, and of proven effectiveness.